Oh, net positive July 14th. Dude, we should have at some point the listeners start to have a name.
Oh, like naming the audience.
Like net positivers or something like that. I mean, that's not it. Definitely.
Definitely not that one. Wow. Yeah. But yeah. But that's a good start.
Yeah. Cause you got to address them, you know?
Right.
What's up, net? I don't know. Who cares?
The plus signs.
The plus signs. That's like a mascot for like a college, they're like the engineering teams. Like, dude, you guys have to have a softball team. We do. Yeah. We're the plus signs. They're like, yeah, okay. We'll think of a name.
We'll get one.
If anyone has a name, netpositive@johnchriscomedy.com, email us.
Yes.
We'll include it. Dude, you know what? First of all, if you're listening on the audio, you can't see this, but if you're on the video, there's a lot going on here.
A lot.
I'm wearing a NASCAR, a full jacket. This is a Kyle Busch, full M&M's jacket with all the sponsors on it, top to bottom.
All of them.
It's bright yellow.
Yep.
If you're listening on Spotify or iTunes, Apple, wherever, you can't see it. So too bad. We'll put it out though.
Yeah. I mean, it's too good not to.
But this has a reason.
Okay.
I'm not just dressed like this. We talked about a couple weeks ago, we talked about masculine brands and like all the masculine, like the cool brand. Like I wear like Carhartt.
Yeah.
I don't wear I do wear Carhartt some, but Carhartt's very in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wore those Caterpillar shoes.
Nice.
I rocked those. And then everybody wears Bass Pro. But Bass Pro is kind of on the way out.
I would say so.
Is it?
Unfortunately.
You can't be downtown or in a Bass Pro hat.
Probably not for much longer.
But I start, dude, somebody should go back in my Instagram. You know where I started getting into those type of brands? So I grew up in the South and went to school here. When I moved to LA, I was like very trendy where I lived. And then LA, I was like, I didn't want to be that. So I started becoming more Southern.
Okay.
I started dressing way more Southern.
Yep.
When I moved to LA, because I didn't want to be, I'm not this.
Sure.
But when I lived in Denver and Colorado Springs, I was dressing very LA. And I moved out to LA, I was like, oh, I should go.
Switch it up.
One step behind or one step ahead.
Right.
Think about it. But I have a red Bass Pro hat. You could go back in my Instagram. I'm going to say 2017.
So you started that. I'm crediting you, right?
We're going to get to this in a second, though, because I'm going to, you haven't seen what's under here.
No, it's killing me.
Piece of merch that I'm going to reveal live on this pod. And I'm going to wear it every day. I'm going to wear it every single, I'm going to get to it in a second. But before we get started, the tour dates, where are we at? What's the date today? July 14th. Let's go. We're coming to New York City in 3 weeks, baby. We're coming to the City Winery. That show's filling up. Des Moines, Iowa. We're going to the Iowa Fair, dude.
Nice.
Yeah, like Carrie Underwood's there.
Oh,
Keith
sweet.
Urban's there.
That's the fair.
And your boy. Yeah, the fair, the big one.
Yeah.
The fair. If you live in Iowa, you know about the fair. Right. We'll be in there. I got to come there and check out the crop yield for this year, so I'll be there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Springfield, Missouri, home of Dylan Bates Racing. That's my racing team is based out of Springfield, Missouri. We coming through there. Boston, the Tea Party. What else does Boston have?
They got the Bruins. They got the Celtics.
No, dude, the Bruins.
They Boston. Got a lot of war stories.
Tom Brady.
They got Tom Brady.
That's in Foxborough.
Fenway Park.
Yeah, Fenway Park. I've been to Boston. I've toured up there a couple times. I like it. Greensboro, North Carolina. That place is like I made fun of it. It was like an abandoned, what's it called? It looked like an abandoned strip club.
The venue did.
The venue is tough.
In a cool way?
Yes.
Cool.
It's like brutal. Like you pull up and there's like this Mexican like nightclub across in the same parking lot.
Sweet.
And everybody, all my fans pull up from the suburbs.
Yeah.
They're like, are we in the right spot?
How do you know a Mexican nightclub from a regular?
It was like it's like you could hear the like the ranchero music.
Oh, nice.
You know that? I don't know how you know how to
dance to that mariachi music type stuff. A lot of horns.
Well,
just in there, a lot of horns.
I can't do it. Yeah, I don't even know how to dance to that. Well, actually, that might not be true. It was I think it was Mexican night.
Ah,
because you know how they have those.
Yeah,
like you go to this. We went to when we were in. Speaking of West Palm Beach, we're going back down there in December. We were there and this girl, our friend Casey, I think her name is, she took us to this line dancing bar and it was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. And let's go back the next night. The next night was
it was not line dancing.
How do you
night.
Say this? It was a different theme.
Yeah, they swapped the lines for yeah. poles.
They switched. It was I go oh well I go hey last night there was Brooks and Dunn. They go well not tonight. Buddy. I think I knew in the line on the outside. I go it looks different.
Though. Yeah,
there's no trucks. They're all there was Honda Civics out there. I go yeah. this looks different.
All those Confederate flags are gone today. What's
they're gone. Yeah. Where'd they go? Back to the. We're going to Appleton with all these places, by the way, all these comedy clubs that we're going to, I specifically requested.
Nice.
Because they've been so incredible in the past.
That's awesome.
This Appleton, Wisconsin Skyline Comedy Club, I went there one time in, don't want to say 2018. It was incredible. Spokane, Washington, incredible. New Brunswick, New Jersey. I've never been there, but I went to the, Vinny Brand owns that club. I went to his other club in New York somewhere. And it's unbelievable. Virginia Beach, Funny Bone, amazing. Dayton. Amazing. Greenville, South Carolina. That club is unbelievable. It's on the second floor. Greenville, South Carolina. That's like, don't tell anybody that.
No, my brother's there.
It's fire.
He's going to pull up and see you.
It's absolutely fire.
It is phenomenal.
And they don't want anyone to know.
Yeah.
Because everyone will move there.
Yeah.
I go, we got to go back to Greenville. That place is incredible.
It's special, man. It's really
yes. cool. It's like, how do you describe it? It's like, all these places that are like become cool, like Nashville, I think it's become cool.
Yeah.
But you still have pockets like, you know, Franklin, 12th, where they're not commercial.
Right.
You go down to Broadway and the Gulch, you're like, okay, everybody here is from Ohio.
Yeah.
There's still a lot of places around here that are unbelievable. And like Austin became, and then everybody took it over. Now it's horrible. Portland, everybody took it over, became horrible.
Yep.
So let's say Greenville is going to become horrible.
Yeah, but
5 years
after Nashville does, so that's good.
Yeah, yeah. So that
will be horrible first. Right track.
Yeah, we're gonna keep as long as John Crist is on the schedule. Greenville will stay on top, and then we're going to Irvine, California. Most of those shows, I said it was L.A., and everybody got mad
when you said Irvine.
Yeah, apparently that's not
to most people outside of Irvine. It's L.A.
Relax, everybody. And then we're going to Palm Beach and Miami, Florida, baby. Let's go. The book is crushing it on the pre-sales.
Let's go, man.
The special is crushing it on YouTube. Yep. If you, there's no possible. Well, there might be. You get to the end of this podcast, you're like, how do I get more John Crist?
Yeah.
There's plenty of ways.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube, my whole special's out. What are we doing? Almost at 1.2 million. The book is on pre-sale coming out in October and all those tour dates. But should we do this? I don't want to wear this the whole
time. I need you to take okay. the jacket off.
No, hold on, dude. All right. So, well, we talked about, because have you noticed this around town?
What?
The masculine brands.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I wonder why, I wonder what the thought process behind it is.
Like, how did they get hot?
Yes.
I don't know. Like,
it's like, ironically, they were like, LOL, Carhartt, it's for hardworking people. We're not.
Yeah. We're going to make it chic now.
Yeah, but it's
fashion.
Yeah, it's fashion because it's so not like.
Yeah. Like I own one of those like 3M reflective jackets that I pick my spots on it, but
yeah.
It does come out every now and then.
Drake, when I went to the Drake Migos tour, he wore a parking vest.
Yeah.
And I was like.
You're like, I got to get one of those.
I was like, it's kind of a vibe. Yeah, it's kind of a vibe. But I saw I went to Red Door probably a couple of months ago. I saw a guy with a steel. Is it steel? How do you say that?
STIHL, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say it's steel.
What's it called?
Them spelling it that way, by the way, is already they want to be fashion.
Yeah, dude, they're spelling
it. So, like, they're already walking down that road.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, like, this guy also was wearing, like, a pair of, like pre-worn jeans and, like, some Chelsea boots that cost $400 and, like, gold chain. So, and steel is chainsaw, right?
Yeah, I think they make all types of power tools.
Yes. And so I think we said, what anything you could find at Home Depot, any of those brands,
yeah,
now are like brands.
You're cool if you're wearing that.
Yes.
Automatic like clout points.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think in the beginning, maybe the urban culture started it with Tim's.
Ooh.
You think?
That's interesting.
And then white people once again took it over. Ruined it.
Yeah.
Well, Tim's.
Tim's are still hot in New York.
Tim's have... Yeah, they never. It's like Tim's are like Jordans.
I think so.
They are. They've transcended like in and out.
Mm-hmm.
If you're wearing a nice pair of Tim's, like, what are Uggs? Are Uggs out? Remember the tall ones? Those are out.
Yeah, those are big for a while.
Those are the boots.
Yeah,
nobody wears those anymore.
No,
they came and went.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, they need like my cousin Jordan. I don't know if he listens to this podcast. He might. at Christmas, he was wearing a pair of Sherwin Williams white pants.
That's a paint company for those who don't know.
That's a paint company, dude. They're like, you can't get them. They're not like at Urban Outfitters. Right. They're at Sherwin Williams paint store.
They sell pants in the paint store?
It's like to paint.
Oh, they're like utility pants.
Yeah, they're pants to paint in.
Oh, wow.
And he was wearing them to Christmas.
I mean,
which is the flex of all time.
That's a cool move.
The Sherwin Williams, but you could so like the Dickies, that was in high school.
Yeah.
A little after.
Dickies like logo tees were a thing.
And now you get like a
Bass Pro hats are kind of the most that
Dickies
comes to
was
mind
before.
The most. For sure, yes.
Dickies was before.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there was I guess the first was Dickies. Then Bass Pro, then Carhartt, right? Because Carhartt was kind of last winter.
I would say Carhartt was before Bass Pro.
All right, but then Carhartt, in terms of in encompassing to starting on to popularity, was like, but now they have like retail stores.
Oh, yeah.
So now they're like at the top, but I would say that might be almost out.
Well, and they're expensive, man. Expensive. Like, it's not like you're going to buy a Carhartt tee for $25. Like,
yeah.
They're $65 shirts.
A Carhartt shirt. Yeah. What's that website where you get ASOS?
I love ASOS. Yeah.
Yeah. They have all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So
we're just giving out all the.
Yeah. That should be.
Get down to ASOS.
That should be like, you know, like on like guys that like track stocks, they're like, oh, once the brand hits ASOS.
Yeah. Sell.
Yeah. Sell. Yeah. Sell. Like if you could have picked up on like Carhartt, like, 2 summers ago.
Oh.
And like, well, I wear those Caterpillar shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And they like, I still have them. I wear them around. I have a Caterpillar hoodie. I've worn it here.
Yep.
I have a couple of Caterpillar. I have some cat. I have a good amount of cat.
That cat logo is a good logo.
What is it? Merch? Is it cat merch?
I guess it's merch.
I have a lot of cat merch. I would like to hear from the women what they think about this.
Yeah, that is interesting.
I would be interested to know that.
What do you think is the line? Like, are there brands that can't do merch ever? Or can anybody jump into this pool?
I mean, so you got to be like, I'm thinking about like, what's like the brand like Husqvarna or something like Husqvarna?
Yeah, yeah.
What is it?
Is that?
I don't even know how to pronounce it, so I can't be the word.
Husqvarna, it's like H-U-S-Q or something.
What is that? That's like in Lowe's, you can buy it. Yeah, there it is.
Machine industry company is what they're listed as.
Well, that's not it.
The first thing that comes up is automatic lawnmowers.
A $2,000 lawnmower. Husqvarna, like go to their like images. What do they have? Like, like riding lawnmowers, chainsaws. Okay. All these
heavy machinery stuff.
Motorcycles. Mostly chainsaws, riding lawnmowers, four wheelers, masculine things.
Mm-hmm.
Do the ladies, we should ask this, we could put this out on a poll.
Yeah.
We should put this out as a story and the poll.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, do you like a man in a masculine brand?
Mm.
I hope so, because what I'm about to reveal.
Oh boy.
All right, dude.
Drum roll, please.
All right, cool. I wore it last week, the Peterbilt.
Yes.
I wore a Peterbilt hoodie.
Yep.
That is a trucking brand.
You were wearing that when we came up with this conversation.
Yes,
initially.
That's where it came from.
And you're like, oh, like this one that I'm wearing right now.
The Peterbilt.
Yeah.
And that's a trucking. So you see a guy wearing a Peter, and it's like a faded wash.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a guy that drives. It's like gas. It's like truck stop chic. Nice. Right?
I like that. Yeah.
Truck stop. Anything you can find at a truck stop, but worn ironically.
Right.
Like Loves or like a iron skillet.
I think these brands should buy all the way in and start coming out with like 3-piece suits and like dressing people for the Met Gala in head to toe, like Caterpillar.
Just deck.
I think that would be
You're
sick.
Like, dude, who are you wearing? Freaking Caterpillar,
dude.
Who makes the tires?
Michelin.
Oh, Michelin, dude.
Yeah, I got Bridgestone.
Bridgestone.
Right here in Nashville.
Goodyear. But that's not, is that like, yeah. All right, well, let me reveal this.
Yeah, take a jacket.
Where do you want to watch it? Directly, or you want to watch it on the screen?
I'm going to watch it on screen.
You watch it on screen.
Yeah, and then I'll get a second reveal when I look at you in real life.
This is going to blow your mind.
Dude. I can't wait.
I predict right now it's going to be the hottest selling merch I've ever had.
This is the biggest drop in fashion of 2022?
Yes. And it's so forward thinking that you're going to have to take a...
I think if you have to tell people that, it's not.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right, dude.
We're so far ahead
here. No, this is it. Well, it's not that far ahead, actually. But
I can't wait.
I'm nervous, dude.
Okay.
All right. You ready for this?
Yeah.
This is it. This is my idea personally.
Okay.
Hold on. I got to take this NASCAR jacket off. Yeah. Hold on. Let me undo the shirt. You ready?
I think so.
Bro.
Move the mic.
No Let's way, go, dude. No way.
Let's absolutely go with the John Chris, the JB Hunt.
Oh, my goodness.
Bro, the dude. JB Hunt with the JB Chris.
That is so crisp.
Are you serious, dude? How clean is this shirt?
Wow.
I mean, I told Chelsea, is our graphic designer. I go, look up the JB Hunt. Yeah, I go, yeah, hey, you know the JB Hunt? I go, on all socials, I'm John B. Chris.
Right.
I go, dude, hit me with a JB Chris.
It's so sick.
Look how clean that is.
Are these available?
They're available. Yeah, they're available. We'll put the link in the bio.
Perfect. Link we'll throw it in the description.
Or johnchriscomedy.com/merch.
Bingo.
I mean, dude, I'm going to wear this every day.
I love the scroll, bro.
All right, dude, think about how does this company not have a new logo?
Yeah, how old are they?
They go, hey, we should update the logo. They go, nah.
They've been around since 1961.
And they've had, they, this
They're
was,
like, this is it. This We're is good. The, right here. This is the original. We never need to change this.
JB Hunt, they go, this is based out of Northwest Arkansas.
Nice, dude.
Yeah. And I go, what's with JB Hunt? Is like, this is probably, it's probably against the rules to have this 100%. I mean, is it?
Hope they don't listen.
Yeah. No, yeah. This is the only time I hope they don't listen.
Yeah.
The one from JB Hunt.
Yeah.
This is JB Chris, though. It's a JB Hunt. The JB Hunt logo, if you're listening online, is a, how do you describe it? It's a yellow.
Yellow rectangle.
You've seen this truck.
For sure. The logo looks like a truck.
Yo, if you're driving and you see the JB Hunt, just shoot us a photo of the JB Hunt truck. You'll see these things everywhere. And it looks like it's made on clip art, which is, it's like, dude, I know this guy.
That, in the sickest way ever.
The sickest. Awesome. It's like the redneck Dead Sea Scrolls.
Yeah. That's it's one of those things where like, if somebody presented this to me, I'd be like, what is this rectangle? What are we doing?
And they'd be like, no, let's do better. Kindergartner made this on their clip art.
Yeah. This is a third grade graphic design project.
Is it a scroll? That's what it's supposed to be.
I would assume so. Let me see if I can find out the meaning.
But look at how that scroll, you know how a scroll works. It's not like that. Doesn't the scroll open? It goes this
same
way.
Yeah,
that's a.
Yeah, this is rolled backwards. You're right.
It's a backwards scroll.
Wait, no. It is. This is written on the back of the scroll.
Yeah, the information is on the other
yes,
side.
Yes, you're right. Yeah.
Oh, can you look at the inspiration?
Yeah.
Inspiration for the JB Hunt logo.
Logo meaning?
Yeah, JB. Oh, there you go. Yeah,
we're going to dude, the Google searches for this podcast are my favorite.
It's going to be some. Oh,
look, the story of JB Hunt. Wait,
I hope this isn't bad because I didn't look this up before we made the shirt.
Oh, if there's some terrible racial connotation
it's new.
This is January 5th, 2021.
Support of business.
Talking about founding in Little Rock. Outside of Little Rock.
That's JB. JB Hunt. Yeah, that's JB.
That's the man.
The rest is history. We're just talking about the scroll.
JB Hunt today.
Oh, we out here.
Join our team.
All right, they didn't say.
And they're not really giving us anything about the scroll. Let me see if I can run it quick. Here we go. Our scroll logo. While our company has significantly evolved since 1961, one thing has remained the same.
Yeah, we
our
know.
Our scroll
yeah,
logo.
We saw that.
Yeah. We know.
One thing has remained the same. Our logo.
Chosen by Mr. Hunt himself.
We figured, dude. We absolutely figured.
The scroll is a constant reminder of the hard work and innovative spirit of our founders.
Boom.
And that is what I think of when I think of a scroll. Absolutely. Is hard work and
hard
founders.
Work, innovation.
Yes.
Yeah, the scroll. I love that's like I have a buddy in the band the Newsboys, which is like a Christian band.
Yeah.
So like in the 90s or like 80s, they wore like bell bottoms.
Yep.
And he like just stayed with them.
Just said, "I'm riding this out."
And they're back.
Yep.
And I go, "Dude, that just dude just
he survived.
He survived the downturn. Yeah, he survived the dip, dude."
He's got diamond hands on bell bottoms. He's just holding tight.
He goes, "Dude, these are like vintage." He goes, "Yeah, I've worn them the whole time."
He's like pointing out stains with like timestamps for each one. This was 1989.
And now people are like, "Dude, these are like they're like back day." Are like, "Yeah, but mine are vintage, but I made them vintage."
Yeah,
that's unbelievable. I wonder how long you'd have to buy if you're buying the Carhartt dip. When's that coming back? If it's in now. It was never in before. Carhartt was
this
never
is the first in they've had, right?
Yeah. To buy the, well, you can't. What should we buy now at the like JNCO jeans?
I think we wait a couple more weeks until the Bass Pro hats are out of style. Then we buy them all.
Yeah, Bass Pro Shops is well, like what's out, like apple bottom jeans or
jeans,
like
a, sagging jeans.
Yeah, are sagging like really jeans. Baggy those will be stuff? Back.
That's
yeah.
Baggy's already starting to come back.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. That's going to be our next piece of merch.
Do you think things like, do you, nice, I missed that. Do you think that things like Jordans will ever have that? Like ones right now, you can wear them with anything and they look fire.
I wore them on my special.
Yeah.
I wore a pair of Jordan ones. Oh, Jordan Rebellionaires.
Nice.
That's what they're called. They're
do you think those ever go out? Like, I think they're just timeless.
I've worn Jordan for as long as, I was going to say as long as I've had money, but as long as I've buying my own. I mean, you can buy a pair of Jordans for $100.
Right.
A low, yeah, but you could also buy, there's a pair of StockX for $5,000.
Yeah. Well, more. And $100 is expensive for shoes for a lot of people too. Like, that's a lot.
I bought Megan Batoon is a friend of mine, a creator, lives in LA. We showed up to an audition with her. When I was wearing a pair of red Jordans and I didn't want to, I was walking across the parking lot and it was gravel. And I go, I don't want to walk across this.
No,
I
can't.
I can't scuff the J's.
No.
Isn't that guy proposing?
No.
And he takes off the shoe because he don't want to crease him.
No way.
Yeah.
He takes a serious, it's not a bit. A serious proposal?
Yes.
Dude. Wow.
Respect, dude. Respect.
Yeah.
All right. The JB Christ shirt.
Incredible.
Is available. The link. I'll put it on my, you'll be able to, if you listen to this podcast,
it'll be in the description
to it. You'll find the link. It's gonna be on pre-sale for 2 weeks. So it's not. It's a limited drop.
Ooh, I like it even more.
I gotta get you one. I'll get you an Air. What's the?
I would love
I'll
that.
Get both of y'all one.
The price just went up the moment you said limited release.
And then it's done. And then it's you're like, dude, where'd you get that John? Because I had a John Chris bowl cut logo Carhartt hat.
Yep.
That came out exclusive and doesn't exist anymore. People wear them to the show.
That's
I go,
sick.
Dude, I don't even have one.
Wait, you did a Carhartt collab and you didn't bring that up during this whole conversation?
Oh yeah, shoot, dude.
That's incredible.
I did a Carhartt collab with a bowl cut logo.
Let's go.
It was unbelievable. Dude. I didn't even get it. I didn't even have it, but it was so sick, dude.
Well, the shirt lived up to the hype.
Future Shirts does all our merch. This is available. It's going to be available for 2 weeks. And then if I see you around town, if you're wearing this shirt to a show, you'll be my best friend. I'm going to just tell you right now.
Perfect.
Absolutely. I'm going to wear this every day. Until somebody finds out that I don't do anything masculine. Or they go, oh, dude, JB Hunt. I go, no, JB Chris, me. Sorry. Can I wear it? My own merch?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can wear my own merch. This is just a flexible. I'm going to have to send it to some influencers.
It looks like a good fit, too.
What influencer should I send it to?
Probably like...
I'll get it to country people.
Definitely get it to Drake, because I think that's
Drake,
for sure.
I'll get it to Ernest.
Get it to Earn for sure.
Drake and Ernest.
Drake and Earn is probably a good start.
Yeah, they'll get started. And they'll be like, dude, where'd you get that? And be like, you can't get it.
Yeah.
All right, dude. That's the merch drop. We got a lot of things to talk about.
Yes.
What should we talk about first?
How about let's talk about what you just did this week?
Dude, I threw out the first pitch.
And you threw that thing,
at the Atlanta Braves game, dude. Okay, they invited me. You know, let me just say
this.
Walk
through it. Yeah.
Okay. It's increasingly alarming. It's becoming increasingly alarming, and it's telling about who I am as a comedian and as a, I'm not a personality, but as a, I don't know, public figure, whatever.
Yeah.
The places that people love me at,
mm-hmm.
or no, let's not even say love me. The places I am like, people recognize me a lot at, and people like, I'm going to tell you right now, if I go into a Chick-fil-A, everybody will be like, what's up, dude? I can't believe it. Photos. All that. You go next door to the Popeyes, nobody.
Really?
Nobody.
So you're starting to notice based on
and
where you are.
And it's concerning.
Yeah. You're starting to realize my audience is pretty segmented.
Okay, well, all right. So, but it's like very like, I went to, I go to like a NASCAR race.
Yep.
John, what up, dude? And a lot of my content is kind of, but
and you're in the racing scene.
Yeah. But you go to like an NFL game,
mm-hmm.
especially an NFL game on like the West Coast or the North, like a Boston.
Yeah.
Like not one person will say, not one person, but you go to like a SEC game.
Yep.
Bro, what up, dude? Yep. And the most, this is when I started to be concerned. Okay.
For the pod, by the way, our biggest market's Atlanta right now.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
ATL, shout out. That's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
So my parents, I don't know how to tell this story. This is so, all right. So my parents are, I don't think this is a secret, nor I think my parents are Republican.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Was what? I supposed to boo? I'm sorry. What is the appropriate response?
No, I want to make sure I'm not like, but my dad's a politician.
Yeah.
A Republican politician.
Yeah, you could Google that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's not, I don't want to, okay. So.
Wild that that's like a.
Yeah, well, I just don't want to, I don't know. That's not my, I don't know.
Yeah,
I get it. Yeah, like, they were like, I don't know, tell who somebody voted for. But so my parents are coming in town last weekend. They're like, hey, we're in town. I go, what are you here for? They were like, we're at the Opryland Hotel for 3 weeks, for a thing called Road to Majority.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a, does that make sense?
Road to Majority.
It's like a political thing.
Yeah.
Where like, Trump was there.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump was speaking, like, Tucker Carlson, like, you know, Candace Owens, all those type of like, you know, the people on the group.
Right wing constituency the group. Type people. Yeah.
And I was going out of town for the weekend and I was like, well, let me just come up there. I was like, let me just come up there and we'll meet. And let me just come up there and we'll have lunch. Or it was like, well, you come down to my house, or like, and it's probably 20 minutes away, but there's like a bunch of like, they're staying there at the hotel. There's a bunch of like, food courts and a bunch of like restaurants. I'm like, well, I'll just come up there.
Yep.
I'll just come up there. We'll grab lunch. And then I got to get on the road. I got to go to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
So
just a quick pop in.
Quick pop in. I'm like their leader, dude. Yeah. That's not good. Well, I go, I'm trying to think of what the opposite is.
The opposite of what? Of showing
of road to majority.
Oh.
What's on the other side?
It's probably still road to majority. It's just a different majority.
That's a fair point.
Road to the other majority.
Road to the better majority.
Yeah.
I don't know Well, like, what's the opposite of like NASCAR? Like, I got it. I would say either the WNBA.
Yeah.
But they don't, I mean, I'm sorry, that doesn't count because I should include like sports with fans. So come on, John. Don't laugh at that, dude. It's inappropriate.
Yo, wait, off of that, I did see a clip this week on the WESPN page that posts like all women's highlights all right, and stuff.
Yeah.
And they posted a highlight of a layup in a WNBA game.
Tough, dude.
And all of the comments were like, you're not helping the sport.
Yes,
stop,
yes,
show better
dude.
Highlights.
That's what
this
I say.
Is terrible.
That's what we're trying to say. Like, hey, don't just like, don't push it on us. Like, that's not what this podcast is about.
No.
It is kind of actually. It's exactly what this podcast is about. But I would say, you know what I would say is MLS.
Yeah.
MLS is like very, I would say, politically like progressive,
mm-hmm.
way more in line with like not that I'm against it, but like pride. And like the MLS is like the, like for people that don't like sports, they're big in the MLS.
And like the organization backs social.
Yes.
Yeah, social
that's
issues
a better way
a
to
lot.
Put it.
That's
yeah,
what you mean.
We're
yeah.
not taking a side. We're just saying
that's what
the
they
opposite
do.
Of NASCAR would yeah. be the MLS.
Yeah.
Now, I go to the Nashville games and people recognize just because I live in Nashville.
I love going to the Nashville
Yeah, they're
games,
all
yeah.
they're actually unbelievable. But nobody, if I went to a Portland Timbers game, I think I could sit in the front row and it'd be like, who is this guy?
Who is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Move.
So I went to Road to Majority and we were mobbed there.
Nice.
And I don't know why. Let me think. Do I know why?
Do you think it's all the Christian part?
Well,
the Southern part, the Christian part.
The
like,
Christian and the evangelical movement and conservative movement with Donald Trump kind of, it's the same kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I don't.
In a weird way.
In a very strange way. But I go, but these, you know, like parents were coming up to me with their kids and like this kid like follows you. He's like wants to model his like, I go, I don't know. I thought I just called it like I see it, but I might be their leader.
That's interesting.
They did ask me to speak at it.
Seriously?
Yeah.
So you would have been between Candace Owens and Trump?
I would have been right between them. But like, what am I supposed to do here? Yeah. I don't know. But all that being said, I do like go to like, There are certain places that like everybody's like, what up? And certain places are like you go to like a truck stop or like a Cracker Barrel. And we're like, oh, dude, we love your videos.
Is there anywhere that you've gone into that you're like, people are probably, this is probably one of the places they're going to know me and then been surprised by it? Yeah.
Let me think. I mean, anywhere generally like.
Or vice versa, where you haven't expected it.
Well, a lot of my, see, a lot of everybody likes me on like TikTok. Like kids would be like, yo, we know you from TikTok.
Right.
I go, you know me from TikTok?
Yeah.
Which is unbelievable.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just strange to be like, wow, I wasn't considering. I wasn't. But if you go up to the Northeast, like Indiana, Pennsylvania, those are still like Southern type people, values based. But then you get up past like New York City and up to Boston, and I do all my jokes that don't even make sense up there. They're like, what? We didn't get this. But there's pockets of those people everywhere. What I didn't think would be Arizona.
Mm.
Huge in Arizona. Mm-hmm. We sold the most tickets in Arizona.
Big red base out there.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right, that checks out. Yeah. I'm trying to think of, like, I want you to go to, like, if I got a perfect example, like a crypto conference.
Yeah.
No one would know me in there.
That's probably the best example.
That's like a NFT conference, mm-hmm. or like a Gary V conference. I love Gary V, by the way.
Same.
Yeah. We had a conference call with Gary V. He's I wouldn't say he's a buddy, but he's the man.
Yeah.
They don't call and ask me to like go on there.
Yep.
But like Mike Huckabee show like calls me every day.
Nice. Yeah, the crypto conference calls Tim Dillon.
Yeah, I haven't been called for the Tim crypto conference.
They get Tim Dillon and Jake Paul. Those are the.
That's a funny way to look at it. Yeah, you scroll down to like the, because we have the booking requests. You like scroll through it. You're like mm-hmm. church youth group, church volunteer night, conservative convention, Candace Owens show. And you're like, oh. I guess I'm him now.
I'm him.
Well, with all that being said, the Braves game.
Yes, go.
So I went to the Braves game, and it was exactly as I figured. It was everybody was like, "What up, dude?" That's everybody, awesome. Which was like, it was like all obviously like Southern people, all like the Braves, which I'm from Atlanta,
right.
So like that's probably part of it. But it's like baseball is a more like traditional like sport,
mm-hmm.
and it's more like I would say it's. Of all the games to take like kids to, it's probably, I would say a dad and a son would go to an NBA game. You wouldn't take your family.
No.
Well, you sit up top.
Yeah.
You have to sit up an NFL game.
I hate going to NFL games.
I haven't been to an NFL game forever.
I don't like it.
Hockey.
Hockey's fun in person.
Hockey's very fun. But a baseball game, you can like.
Baseball's easy.
It's easy to go to. You can kind of, you don't have to be like a part of it. You can kind of come in and out of conversation. It's not like third and 10. Ah, it's like, yeah.
Do you think out of all the sports, baseball is the best date spot to bring somebody?
Ooh, best sport to bring a date?
Because I think baseball could go either way.
Yeah, because you got to be, conversationally, you got to carry it.
Yeah, and it could be a 4-hour event.
Yeah,
so you got to really,
it could be long. And then hockey would be the easiest.
Yeah, but you can't really hear much. It's loud.
Can't hear much.
It's quick. It's loud.
Well, it depends on what kind of where. It depends on the guy. It depends on where his sweet spot is.
Mm.
Is it like
know
hype?
Yourself. Yeah.
Is he conversational? If he's not conversational, I would say hockey's the shortest. And if you're down on the glass, you don't have to say nothing.
Right.
You can just, if you're down on the glass in a hockey game, you don't have to say nothing. Basketball, it depends on where your seats are.
Let's assume decent seats.
Decent seats. I would say hockey. It's the most fun.
I might, yeah. I think hockey's the most fun.
To take a date to.
But I think basketball is a sleeper pick because
NBA.
You can kind of sleep on some possessions and have conversation through it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it'll get hype if it's a good game.
But it's not going to get hyped till like the end.
That's true.
It's not going to get hyped till the 5 minutes left in the fourth.
Yeah.
It is impressive to see those guys. All of them are impressive.
It's insane.
If you're sitting down on the, if you're sitting close, you're like, this is different. This is different.
They're superheroes.
Yeah.
So the Braves game.
I would say the Braves. Yeah. So they asked me to throw out the first pitch. First of all, okay. They give me like a tour of the stadium. And they give me a tour of the stadium. And they go, all right, here's everything. Or here's the, and I go, they go, anything you want to see? Guess what I asked to go see?
Probably the inside of the scoreboard or something.
Nope.
No? Memorabilia?
No. I saw that, but that's not what I wanted to see.
Press box?
Nope.
Concessions where they keep all the food.
I wanted to go. I said, can you take me to the garage.
Nice, dude.
Where the cars are.
Great pick.
Come on, dude. Yeah. I go, where is it? Because the clubhouse was here. It was like in the tunnel.
Right.
The clubhouse was here. I go, where is like, because I was in there like 4:30. Like right. The players are coming in. I go, where is like the, can I go to like the garage? Mm-hmm. She goes, what? I go, can you like take me to where the players like park?
And see what that baseball money looks like.
She goes, I literally never heard of that. Yeah. But, all right. Those dudes
make so much money.
Those dudes make just racks, dude. Yeah. Just racks.
Those guys are making more per at bat than most people do like per year.
Yeah, way more. Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. This Ronald Acuna had, and I don't think you could probably look this up. It's not private information because people have probably seen him or at Valet or something like that. Has a gold plated Bentley, a gold plated like Maserati. That's one. He has like a couple.
This is a
there it is. Lambo there it is. Truck. That's exactly what he's driving in there. That one. No, that one right there. That's gold plated right down. Yeah, that one. Can you bring that one up?
Yeah.
Is it coming? Yes. Yeah. Yeah. All right. That's not. That's what was in there.
That's the Lambo truck.
Lambo gold plated Lambo truck.
Whoa. Just. Whoa, Ronald.
And Ronald Acuna Jr. I wonder if I look up how much he makes.
It used to look like this. It used to be lime green.
All right, that's what it looks. That's the one that was parked in the garage. Yeah. I go, how much is this? I mean, it's probably $500,000. Just an unbelievable, unbelievable vehicle.
Yeah, we can pull up his contract.
$100 million. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right, got it. Yeah.
He's 24 years old, by the way.
$100 million? Yeah,
he's
dude.
He's 24 years old.
Drop. Yeah.
So 12.5 a year over 8 years, $100 million.
Yeah. Buy whatever you want.
Have a nice day.
100% buy whatever you want. I couldn't, because everybody had their parking spot within their name mm-hmm. behind it. Mm-hmm. So you're like, all right. Yeah. There was name behind it. And then there was like, the closest to the door was like Acuna, obviously. And then like Ozonia is there one of our other players. And he had like something. It was like a something that it doesn't exist.
Yeah. like, have you seen the like mega G wagons?
Yeah.
They're like, you have to really order them.
Yeah.
They're like the biggest thing on the road.
You can't just go to the dealer. Right. Yeah. Anything. Yeah. Yeah. Cause if you get whatever that Lambo truck was that we just showed, you got to get it gold plated. It's like, is off season? Is it that slow? Do you need, you know what I'm saying? But then as you get like, as you go like farther and farther away, it went all the way down to a Honda CRV.
Nice. Go,
well, yeah. That's like the guy that like.
It's the bullpen catcher.
Yeah. But like that he would never get in the game, but yeah. He's on a probably, let's say he's on 100,000 a year.
Well, I think league minimum is like
150.
It's a lot.
Oh, so it's a half mil?
Yeah, I think it is.
But let's say you're only doing, you got four kids.
Well, there's guys there that are still on rookie deals too. And they're not making much money yet. Yes, but they still get game checks and stuff.
Yeah. So that let's say that they're making what, a half mil a year? League minimum? I want to say
2022 is 700,000.
All right. So if you make two of those, that's going to be your lifetime income. Mm-hmm. You're not buying a $50,000 car.
Right.
No, dude. It was just interesting to see. I go, dude, take me to the garage, bro.
Yeah. That's a good pick.
Yeah.
So leading up to it, how were your nerves getting ready to throw the first pitch?
Well, I was talking to some on the way. So I had like on the way down, they were like, hey, you want to throw out the first pitch of the Braves game? I was like, yeah, sounds good. And then they were like, I had a big call. We're trying to pitch a TV show to Hulu.
Sweet.
So I had a big call at like 2.
Let's go.
Dude. And I was like, and then we did the podcast that morning.
Right.
So we did the pod and then we did the call. And then I got kind of done and I was driving. And then I was like, wait. That's when it kind of like,
oh, wow.
Oh, I'm throwing out the first pitch of the Braves game. And then I kind of got there and I was like, yo, I had picked out a cool outfit. I was wearing a pair of J's, which Jordan's is the unique subculture because everyone in the comments knew exactly what they were. Mm-hmm. The specific, they're like breads or something like that.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. The black and red ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are they called breads for?
Breads.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Like red bottoms? You know,
black and red.
Means.
Bread. Yeah. Put it together.
Oh, black and red bread. Okay. Oh, yes, dude. Wow. How did I miss that? Black and red bread. The Jordan breads. Yeah. So not a specific name. They're just a color.
I think. I don't know. I'm not a sneakerhead by any means, but that's always what I thought. I'm going to get torched in the comments. Yeah. That's not what that is.
Oh, yeah.
I'll wear that.
Like, you're going to be off the pot. That's what
like they're going to get him out,
my 1917 screw up. That was tough.
So it started getting real.
Yeah, it started getting real. And they were like, hey, all right, here's the, they're like, all right, we're going to like, what? They gave me a jersey with my name on it. And nice. Then there's no place to, I didn't touch a baseball until 12 seconds before they sent me out there.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, dude. And I knew, this is what I knew from first pitches. I go, I knew that one that like goes awry and hits a guy in the nuts.
Right.
I know Fauci dribbled one.
Yep.
I know George, or I know 50 Cent.
Yep.
And he threw one. And then there was like a gymnast that like does a flip and sends it like a, yeah. But I do know that you can't dribble it and you can't loft it. We talked about that last week. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to give it gas. But I was like, but dude, I know how to throw like, but baseball is small.
Oh yeah.
It's not like a softball. It's like a little bit bigger. You can aim it. Mm-hmm. It's like, if you're trying to throw like a golf ball, you don't know what, you can't grab it. And so I just like, he's like, let's see what you got. And then I just, but it sailed the guy and hit the
it hit the backstop.
And everybody goes, oh. Yeah. It hit the back. It just went, no, it didn't hit the back. It hit the net.
Yeah.
Above him. And the guy jumped.
Mm-hmm.
He got out of his catching stance and jumped. He was gone. Gone.
Dude, it's not easy.
No, it's not easy. But I felt kind of warmed up. But then I was like, should I bring a glove? I can't bring a glove out there.
Nah, glove's a bad move.
Gloves are too, yeah. Gloves.
It's not a try hard move.
Yeah. But you're like, hey, I'm like, you're trying to like, you want the scouts to like be like, well, what's that guy?
Like, you want it back? You want another one?
Yeah.
Like,
wait, throw it back. Like, yeah. They're like, dude, no, we don't have time. Everything's like, broken down by the second in the pregame. You can't just.
Yeah. Yeah. They got an anthem coming up.
Yeah. They got in like, yeah. because it's on TV. Mm-hmm. So it's starting. They don't have time to like, yeah. So I like did it. Yeah. It was not good. I just was making sure that if there was people like, they were like, John Chris, like, should we accept him?
Right.
And I dribble one up. They're going to be like, kids.
Yeah.
They're like, let me look that guy up. And dad's going to go, kids, you know what? Let's not. Actually, you see the way that guy threw that pitch, but I gassed it. And they're like, well, it's not accurate, but he does have it in there.
Yeah, plus arm strength on that guy. For
That's
sure.
all I needed. Yeah. I had the wildest conversation with a guy I was sitting next to.
At the game?
Yes. That's because I was sitting, I don't want to brag, but I was sitting like in the second row.
Nice.
Yeah. This guy. All right. Well, I got to have some backstory to this because we were talking about my social media. And did you see that Pride Month video I had?
The one on TikTok?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I laughed really hard at it.
Okay. I made this video. I was on the golf course. I swung golf ball and bombed it straight down the center. Obviously, I don't want to brag. But and then I come around to the camera and I go, I made this on July 1st. Mm-hmm. I go, very topical, by the way. And I go, Pride Month is over. I can finally hit the ball straight again. That's a great joke.
I think it's a phenomenal
joke. That's a 10 out of 10 joke.
I didn't see it coming either.
That's what makes jokes great.
Yeah.
You go, oh, I was not expecting that. Like, I'm trying to think of, you know, like the joke, like a joke about like, what's the hardest part about rollerblading? Mm-hmm. You ever heard that joke?
Yes.
It's like telling your dad you're gay.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Yeah. You're like,
it's a big left turn.
I don't want to get technical about comedy. That's called misdirection.
Nice.
It's like a very like you're going here and the second example is here and then you go and it just like tickles your brain. Cause you're like, I didn't saw that coming. I had that idea to make that joke. My buddy, I was playing golf with my buddy Ethan, filmed it, posted it, captioned it.
Yeah.
Captioned it. And then got probably 500,000, maybe 750,000 views. I don't know, something like, let me see what it has. A lot of views. And I put this on, all right, 500,000, 529,000 views in a day.
Big.
Well, for us, big.
For a day?
Yeah, it's doing good.
Yeah.
And then the audio got removed.
But they left the post up?
Yes, because it went against the community guidelines.
What did?
I don't know. Dude. I don't know. And dude, first of all, let me think of how I feel about this. It was supposed to be I'm going to guess homophobic.
Sure.
Is what they are.
That's what they would source or that's what they would cite.
I think.
Yeah.
Would you think?
I don't know what else they could cite.
It's not it went against community guidelines. So, okay. So, first of all, one of the girls that's on our team that works on our business team is lesbian. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I'm pissed. She's like, that's the funniest joke. I was like, she goes, we all sent it around to each other.
Yeah.
And we all thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
It's a funny joke.
Cause it is.
Cause it is.
Yeah.
It's a funny. I have about, yeah, it's, I have the same amount of gay friends that is that what the population is.
You can't, you keep your friend group proportionate.
Similar to the population. Yeah, I did.
Imagine if you were like crunching numbers, you're like going through the number, like I have too many gays.
I have as many trans friends as there are trans people to normal people. Like okay. If I have
your ratios are on.
I have point. Two trans friends.
Okay.
But that's about, if I have, how many friends do I have? 500?
Sure.
I mean, I know a lot more people than that, but like, yeah, whatever the.
500 friends is wild, bro. That's a lot.
No, yeah, not like friends. How many? Right, let's go. How many people are in your cell phone?
Oh, we did this early on.
I was like 1,600?
Yeah, I think I had around that. I text right. Four of them.
What?
I said I text four of them.
Four. Yeah, I text four of them max. Yeah. But if that's, I have 1,600 friends, I have two trans friends.
Yeah.
Which is, that's about right.
Yep.
Percentage probably.
It's just a wild concept.
How many gay, like, how many gay, how many homosexual people are in my cell phone? I'm going to say out of 1,600, I'm going to say 40.
40 of 1,600?
Hold on. Well, I'm not going to obviously look, but I'm going to say, I would say, do we include in closeted or no?
That would...
In that case, I got 1,579 contacts in my phone.
Okay. So that's like two, if 40 of them.
I would say 30 to 40.
Okay. So that'd be like 2 to 2.5%.
All right. What's the percentage?
Of homosexuals in the United States? Again, these Google searches.
I'm going to be canceled, dude. The Google searches are nuts. What is the, yeah, I'm going to be canceled if it's 10%. If it is, I got to up my numbers.
Percentage of homosexuals
US
population.
Percentage wise.
Yeah.
There's no way it's going to say it. 5. All right. All right. I'm right on board. Mm-mm-mm. 7?
Gallup finds 7.1% of US adults identifying as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender.
All right. I'm way behind.
Other than straight or heterosexual. That's as of 2012. Mm.
I should go do
it. So you got to get your numbers up.
Right? I got to get my numbers up. Yeah. I should do a demographic. I should import my cell phone contacts to someone. They can say what race they are, what income, what. Yeah, that would be
like hilarious. Do an anonymous census of your phone.
Yes, to see. They come back out like I'm in the red. They're like, you got to get these numbers like, up.
You That's are hilarious. Not qualified, sir.
Okay, so I make this joke. It gets taken down.
And just the sound.
Down. It doesn't get taken. So. It says Pride Month is finally over. So I, because somebody's not going into every TikTok. So there has to be a technology that goes in and, or somebody is.
So I'll tell you, it goes off of, a lot of it is by what gets reported.
Okay. So,
if it reaches a certain threshold of reported, like of reports.
All right. Yep.
Then that gets flagged by AI and then that gets manually reviewed by a TikTok employee.
That makes sense. Yeah.
That's why they have so many employees, is to just review and take down content.
That's it.
That's how it works.
I believe that though. Yeah. So if somebody puts out like a dancing in like a bikini, they're like, hey, we can, or the people complain for that stuff get taken down all the time.
Yeah. And I'm sure they just kind of pick and choose. It might also have to do with like which reviewer you get.
Yep. Yeah. That's probably true too.
You know?
So if you go like, I had a, like a, yeah, any reviewers that they're going to be out on that.
Most likely
they're gonna look at that.
I'm sure there's also just,
are they
the, like,
American?
Some, yeah,
they live here.
Some, yeah,
where's the
they
office?
Have a Nashville base.
They do,
yeah, they have employees here.
Nashville, what? I'm on the team, yeah.
Why? You probably got somebody in Portland,
dude. They got, so yeah, dude, I got crushed, dude. All right, so anyway, that got, so like that got taken down, right? Mm-hmm. Or not taken down, but it was still, but it doesn't really make sense because I captioned it,
like, so the subtitles are on.
No, it's like,
so you can read what you were saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's still up. So that it.
So the joke is there, even though the voice is not.
Yeah, but it's obviously funnier with me. So it's now it's just muted. So right. it's not going to share now. So it's, timely wise, it's done anyway.
Right.
Because it was just for July 1st.
Right.
So that's a gone piece. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So, but I go back to like, that's what's happening on like social media a lot. And we went back to that one quote that somebody said, like, how arrogant do you have to be to think you deserve to live a life where no one disagrees with you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what planet do you live on? Do you think you're allowed to get, that's not how the internet works.
Mm-hmm.
Now people think it's how the internet works because that is your time. You're not outside, right? You're not at a restaurant. You're not at work. Now you're in your own personal time. And that's when you want to see things that are you.
Yeah. And agreeable to you.
And that comes across your screen. But again, it's people that think they are standing up for pride or gay rights and they're not.
Mm-hmm.
They're like these people that are like, you're not doing what you think you're doing by flagging that.
Yeah.
As like hate speech. Because it's not.
Yeah.
But if you think you're like standing up for, oh, John made like a gay joke.
Well, and that's where I would say like that saying, I don't even think applies here because it's a joke.
Yeah, it's a joke. Yeah. Yeah.
So like, because it's a joke, it's like, well, then can anybody get it in comedy?
Can anybody
be teased?
But the other joke I did at the beginning of Pride Month, which is like my biggest post in a year.
The rainbow one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is again, a great word for word, I would say, I'm not saying it's brilliant, but in terms of all my other content, I was very proud of that. Because basically the joke was, I was on the golf course. I was like, I just want to get away with all these messages. And they're just shoving it down our throats. And there was a rainbow in the actual sky.
Right.
Meaning like it's come full, like everybody was like, well, you had us in the first half with that joke. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, oh my.
Yeah.
Meaning it's like, it's not an anti-
No.
It's if anything, it's an anti-conservative joke.
You're making fun of the fact that people go so hard the other way.
Like
no.
Yeah, like a redneck guy outside, I can't believe these liberals. Like I'm making fun of a conservative.
It's like
kind of
Stephen Colbert.
Yeah.
On Colbert.
Yeah, that's a great
whatever
example.
The show was. Like that's what that entire show was. And that was on TV for like a decade.
But if you're not like how can AI track sarcasm?
Yeah. Or humor.
Yeah, because if you say, I hate the rainbow,
mm-hmm.
but if it was like, my conservative uncle on July 4th be like,
mm-hmm.
I hate the rainbow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
AI can't, like nuance and satire, AI can't,
mm-hmm.
like somebody that has a character, that they're like making like a Saturday Night Live, he's like, yeah, but he's a character. He's making fun of not the thing that you think he's doing the opposite. He's making fun of, he's saying the things to expose how insane it is.
Why do you think Stephen Colbert didn't get trashed by the right for what he was doing that whole time?
On the show.
Yeah.
Explain more about what
he was doing. So Stephen Colbert was playing a hard right-wing presenter,
like broadcaster. Sacha Baron Cohen did that a bunch in the Ali G show.
Yeah. Like the whole thing was he was being like a staunch Republican, pro-America. Everything was like American flags and eagles and all of that. And he wasn't that at all. And like he's since come out of that character and is on the other side
and
of that.
Is now not good. But
why didn't he get trashed? I loved it, by the way. I thought it was a great show.
And I watched the Ali G show and I remember he went to like this country like square dancing and he just like, you're just like, Mike. He was like, I'm joking. You guys are serious.
Yeah.
And that's why, he like exposed a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people got like, quote, duped by it.
Yeah.
And it was hilarious.
Yeah.
But I go into like, I would go into like the NASCAR race and be like, joke with, but I am one of, I love them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be like, look at this idiot. I'm like, this guy's dressed funny, but these are my people.
Right.
And that's a fine line to play too.
Yes.
Because you're like.
Especially if they don't know your intentions.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of the, honestly, probably the same a lot in, I do a lot of those like church reviews.
Yeah.
I like go to all these like churches, Baptist, Presbyterian, Catholic, Pentecostal. And I'm like, I am like, same with Colbert, a little bit roasting like. I went to a church where men and women had sit on different sides.
Wow.
Of the in 2022,
because
I didn't want to distract from the Bible or something, or the reading, or they want to be like sexually tempted or something. I didn't quite understand,
huh.
But I go, this seems a little, but also I grew up like this.
Right.
And I'm not going to, you're not going to find me like making fun of like somebody's theology or like somebody that's dedicated to the faith. It's not, that's, I'm not.
It's jokes.
It's jokes.
Yeah.
I'll joke about the, the hymnal or like if it's a, or like a, the giving fund or the Billy's jokes. That's a tough line. It's a, like, is this guy, you ever see like, you're like, all right, is he with us or is he against us?
Mm-hmm.
And if he, yeah. And it's like, I would not make a homophobic joke.
No.
No, dude. That's the,
no.
Like an anti, no. Never.
Yeah.
Or I wouldn't, if you're, but you're like, this guy is like, white, Christian, Southern, he's probably.
You can make jokes about homophobics.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't make a homophobic joke.
No, dude. Anyway, so like my the girl that's on my team, we were like, we're pissed.
Yeah.
Like, cause we can't believe this got taken down. And what I was going to talk about was the at the Braves game,
mm-hmm.
right? So this guy in our section, we were talking about this. We were talking about the same topic and he's gay. And he, cause we were talking about, somehow we got on that topic and then I showed him the video.
Yep.
And he was laughing, of course.
Yep.
And he goes, dude, he goes, you're probably not going to know about this, but what they have done to the Sex and the City reboot is the saddest thing. Because Sex and the City, that's like the gay people's show.
Okay.
They love that show.
Okay.
Sex and the City is it Sex in or and?
I think it's in.
Sex in the City. Sex and the City.
Let me make sure. Because
I think it's
in. We'll get dragged. Hold on, wait.
Should we?
I won't tell you. Don't look at the screen. Go ahead.
Sex and the City, Sex in the City, Sex in the City. You want to go watch Sex in the City? Sex in the City, in.
It's and.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Sex and the City.
Sex and the City? That doesn't make any sense.
Sex and the City.
Sex and, did you know that?
No.
Sex in the City. All right, anyway. So that was like, that's like the, it's like the, you know, there's the shows that like, that the gay community like loves.
Sure.
And that's one of them. I was not privy to this, but that's one of them.
I didn't know that until right now.
And this was like a 90s, like early 2000s show. When did it, I don't know. 98. 98. Okay. Jokes that were being made in 1998 were different than they were now.
For sure.
And it's kind of, I don't think I've ever seen an episode of it. Have you?
I have, yeah.
Have you?
And I actually like it. I think it's a pretty
good
show.
I know there's the Sarah Jessica Parker. I know her. There's the short-haired, red-headed girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a photo of it. There's the lawyer. That one second on the right is the lawyer, right?
The blonde one?
Yeah.
I believe so.
And then there's another girl that looks like she's in Princess Bride.
She does look like
What's that girl's name?
Yeah. Anne Hathaway?
Anne Hathaway. She's not Anne Hathaway.
She does look a little bit like her, though.
Hope she doesn't hear this. That's a compliment.
I hope that's Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway is very attractive. Okay. So they remade it.
Okay.
This year.
As a movie?
No. I think it's back. As a show? It's back. As the guy explained to me, he's all they're trying to do is just right their wrongs from the past.
It's a redemption tour.
Yes, but it's horrible.
Ugh.
It's horrible.
I mean, all reboots are, aren't they?
Yeah,
just let it die.
I saw a thing about the Office reboot. I go, leave it.
No,
dude.
Yeah, please.
You
don't.
Have to
please
leave
don't.
It.
Even when Steve Carell left and they brought in Will Ferrell,
leave it.
Fell off.
It's an unbelievable piece of art that was at that time. Leave it, dude. And it, like, so it's like the one lawyer girl he was describing it to me. He said that. She goes back to law school to get her a new degree so she can be a BLM lawyer.
She couldn't just be a lawyer generally? Like she had to be a specific?
She like, as he described it to me, there's like this black lady in their building with had like dreadlocks. Also the most stereotypical like black character.
Mm-hmm.
And then she like, it's like, and then they were like all the, it's very irreverent like humor from the 90s.
Yeah.
And they're remaking it and they go back and like all these things, like, I can't believe we used to do that. Like we should like, and it's
revising everything,
but it's bad. And he goes, this was our, like the gay community, this was our proudest show.
That's disappointing.
It should be, dude. And that's what there's, that's what the, like this thing, it's the same thing with like, I don't want to get into like censorship and cancel culture. Cause I'm not really on board with all that.
Sure.
Cause everybody, every time someone from the right wants to interview me,
yeah,
it's always about cancel culture.
Really?
That's all they want to talk about. John, talk about cancel culture and how they tried to silence you and you're back and you overcame it. I go, ah, not really.
Like that's your identity now?
Yeah, I go, I'm not really. I mean, that I don't know.
Yeah.
I got like Christian canceled.
Sure.
Not really. And there was like, it was the height of like the.
And you're here now. So like.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm doing great. Yeah. But I didn't overcome, like talk to me about how they censored you. And I go, not really.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It is kind of the market correction.
Persecution.
They're all that. And they're like, talk to me about how you overcame the liberal left. I go, not really.
What do interviews from the other side sound like?
Well, I don't get them. Let me think if I ever got one. Let me think. I'm going to have to get one. What is the other side? Like the Huffington Post? CNN?
Dude, I have no idea.
I don't know.
I guess. Yeah. I don't know why they'd have you on CNN, but.
I know like the right wing ones.
Yeah.
Like, I know all those, like, Clay Travis and like Ben Shapiro, Turning Point. Like, mm-hmm. I know all that. I don't know what the other side is.
Yeah, I don't either.
NPR?
Yeah, I guess that's
Huffington Post. I know those two. Yeah, they don't. Yeah, they don't. I haven't seen them in the inbox much.
Yeah,
It's the same with the TikTok being taken down, and that with like it's like humor, like what everybody. That's why the book I wrote is about all these things. Yeah. Everybody has. And my next special and my last special is about. We're talking about. Everybody has a group text. Of people that are their buddies that they go, but it's just like the humor that you're like, oh my.
Have you ever been a part of a friend group that doesn't make fun of itself?
No.
Me neither.
Never. That doesn't have jokes?
Yeah. That doesn't like in from the Northeast, we call it breaking balls.
Yes.
Like it's, we're going to make fun of each other.
Yep.
But like, that's how we love each other. Mm-hmm. And that's how we have fun. And it's all out of love and it's all out of respect and it's just jokes. Yep, I can't imagine being in a friend group that doesn't do that. But there have to be for people to be reacting the way that they are,
to be honest about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Our family group text, I always stir it up in there.
Yeah.
So we got everybody in there, Republicans, Democrats, extreme white, extreme left.
Yeah.
So like we grew up like Amish, Mennonite.
Yeah.
So like every Christmas, this is freaking hilarious. Every Christmas, we go down to this Sarasota, Florida,
mm-hmm.
to go to this like Amish, like wouldn't call it a commune, but like it's Amish community.
Cool.
What's the difference between a community and a commune? Probably just one's got a fence around it.
One of them's a cult and one of them's not.
Yeah. It's like
one
this
of them's
Amish
got a fence. Is that what you said? One of them you have to ask to leave.
Yeah. One of them. One of them you got to sneak out in the middle of the night.
The other one
you can just leave. Yeah. An Amish commune versus a community.
Yeah.
So there's like this big, and our family's very proud of that heritage, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's an ice cream shop there, like big ice cream shop. Somebody died of some disease that they got at the ice cream shop.
Whoa.
And like the way our family is like that would not be, it's not good.
Not good, how?
That what?
What do you mean not good?
It's just we wouldn't. I would make a joke about that.
Got it.
But a lot of people in my family would not.
Got it.
And then so my brother-in-law, who's mm-hmm. just new to the family, he puts the link in the group text.
So he doesn't know what he's doing.
No, he does.
Okay.
He does, right, good, but he's not like that deep in it.
Got it.
So he doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, hey, dude. And he texted me directly. He goes, maybe I shouldn't have done that.
He said, they're all yours.
Yeah. I go, but he knows my joke from my show about stirring up the family group text.
Mm-hmm.
Like I always talk about, like, we have my sister goes to women's marches. My dad stormed the Capitol. That's nice. That's my family. Everybody's in there.
Sweet.
So he put the link in and my brother put the eyes open.
Yeah.
And then I put LOL. I go, of all the people that put this, I wouldn't think that I said his name. I would mm-hmm. think he would have. And then.
You just left it?
No, there's nothing. There's
nobody said anything else.
This is just today. I don't think there's any. I don't think there's any.
Everybody just knows it's an unspoken thing. Like,
and the family group, dude, the family group text is live, dude. Mm-hmm. All right, look, he put it, eyes wide open, my response, haha, yep. Some one haha. I mean, there's 25 people in this.
One haha. Tough, dude.
All right, so they, like, but you're saying that somebody has to keep the community, in this case, my family, mm-hmm. honest.
Yeah.
Like my buddy put, we have a buddy group
text. That's a really good way to say it.
You have to.
Yeah.
And this person, is somebody, people, not to, to say that, like people have said that about, I think humor is an important part of the Christian faith.
Yeah.
We love, but somebody, a pastor has a Tesla and is rolling in with a gold chain.
Yeah.
Somebody has to be like.
Yeah.
Somebody has yeah. to.
Like, hey, you get to trade that in at the gates or what? Like,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
what
yes, it,
what's
yeah.
What's to do with that?
Not saying he's going to hell or not mm-hmm. saying, but you go, come on. Like somebody put in my buddy's group text, we all play golf, right? Mm-hmm. All four of us play golf. And somebody goes, hey, I shot a 78. And we know that guy. Not a 78. Yeah, 78. Yeah, 70. Or that's a good score.
Yeah.
And somebody goes, like, from the women's tees? Nice. Meaning,
yeah.
We know you're not that good.
Yeah.
You, we believe you. These are all my friends. We love each other.
Yeah.
Somebody has to be keeping the group honest.
Yeah.
And that could be for a family. That could be for a business. That could be for a state. That could be for a city. That could be for a country. Mm-hmm. That could be for a race.
Yeah.
That could be for a ethnic. That could be for, somebody has to keep, the court jester was, that's what he did. Mm-hmm. Being like, hey, like I'm all about like Pride Month and this is great, but come on. Mm-hmm. And if that's what, unfortunately in this country, you have to do it anonymously.
Yeah.
Like it's not a person, like all those memes, like, and then like the CEO of Honda, like reposted, he gets fired.
Yeah.
Cause now it's a person. Mm-hmm. But the ones that are like, you ever see them? They're just, the humor is just like, my goodness. But then it has like 800 million views. Mm-hmm. You're like, okay, this is all being sent around
yeah.
privately.
We're all in the same boat.
Yes.
Behind the scenes, we're all the same.
Like we're all like Pride Month absolutely sounds good, but also, come on. And that's all, it's just trying to make light of, like if I'm, we're like this, they were like, all right, dude, I'll do like, what's the dimensions of your, how far cross country have you driven?
It's yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's just keeping the group honest.
Yep.
And that's what my brother-in-law was doing. And but if you touch the, I don't know, that's too far.
Yeah. But I think intention is the biggest part of it, right? Like I think it all comes down to like, it's so easy to joke around with your buddies because they know that you love them. Mm-hmm. So they like know. All jokes yep, yep, can yep, go because yep, yep, yep. It's all out of love.
That's a good way to put it.
I think that's where people run into problems is it's like, especially in comedy.
Yep. And a sensitive topic like Pride Month yes, or something like
other
that.
Other groups don't know
no.
your great. Personal stance on certain yeah. things where it's like, yeah, I'm friends with a ton of gay people. I love yeah. them very much.
Ratio-wise.
Yeah. Ratio-wise, of course. Get your numbers up.
Yeah, get my numbers up.
But they don't know that. Yeah, they just see that. The joke and mm-hmm. they go, oh, this guy is coming out of left field off the top rope.
And
throwing haymakers. And it's like, no.
Why this podcast is so great, because as I hear you say that, I go, that makes sense.
People don't know people.
If you were on the other side.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm sitting here going, if you knew me, if anyone knew, like any joke I've ever made, if mm-hmm. you knew me, if you were my buddy, you'd be like, but like, I get.
Of course.
That's a great point.
Yeah. Dang. And like, I say this too often, but it's like, I believe that more exposure leads to more understanding.
Yep.
And so the more people get to know you, the more they'll be like, I get it, dude. I understand where you're yep. coming from.
Cool. And we've talked about that before, about yeah. like a vandalism or graffiti or yep. you're going, well, I'll go never. But then you go kind of hear the other side of the story. You go, mm-hmm. you know what? I can still not agree, but I get it.
Can I jump topics?
Yeah, go for it, dude.
Did Glenny Balls get back to you yet?
Wait.
Have you checked?
I think he did.
Because it's been killing me.
Wait, I didn't respond. Hold on. Wait, what did I say last week?
I think you said
I messaged him
after the NASCAR
race.
And it was unread.
Well, wait, I think he did. And it was unread.
Yeah, him and Darius Rucker.
All right, Monday. Yeah, okay. I said, all right, I said my man.
You double DM?
No, hold on. Yeah, he sent. Yeah, he goes back. He sent. Okay, just sent back. That 4th of July weekend got the best of me. Ha ha.
Nice.
Ha ha. Ha ha. 1, 2, 3, 4 ha's.
Nice.
So yeah, yeah.
Ha 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 ha.
Ha 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 ha. The 4th of July weekend got. But I guess, you know what, looking back on it, hindsight, I didn't send a message that required a response.
Mm.
I said, my man, with a smile, with a laugh face.
Mm-hmm.
About whatever he was doing on the thing. But see, I went into the... I'm learning. You got to do a story response.
Yeah.
That you can't just DM.
No.
Anyone do a story response. Wait till they follow them or wait till they have a story, then respond to it. Yes. Then you're going to go into the thing. Yep. Don't just blindly DM.
Right. And it's automatically something to talk about now.
Yeah. So I just said, hey, Darius Rucker, we're in your bus. What a psychopath, dude. Yeah, Glennie Balls, we're going to have him on the show.
I would love to.
A little bit of a different demographic. A
little bit.
We got common ground, though.
He's a nice guy.
That's funny. Do you know him?
Yeah, I've hung out with him a little bit when he comes down.
He's my guy.
Here.
Oh, speaking of places that I am recognized.
Yeah.
Noah's Ark.
You got recognized at Noah's
Mobbed.
Ark? What is Noah's Ark?
You know what Noah's Ark is, dude.
The original?
Bro, look up Noah's Ark. No, look up Noah's Ark, Kentucky.
I don't know this.
Bro, this is going to blow your mind, dude.
Life size?
The real Noah's Ark.
Come on.
They rebuilt it for $100 million.
Stop it. Who paid for that?
You don't know this?
No.
Look, go to images, dude. It's in, where is it in?
We're only a 4-hour drive away.
Oh, we went up there.
It's just south of Cincinnati.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's the, okay, look at the images, dude.
Okay.
What?
Hold on.
Google, oh, server error.
Google just crashed.
You never heard of this?
No.
Okay, so there it is.
Get out.
It's
dude.
It's the it's as big, it's huge, dude.
Like they built it to scriptural.
Yes, to
specs.
To scale.
Oh my goodness.
It's an amusement park, dude. You never seen this?
No.
It's 4 hours away.
I'm a bad Christian.
Nah, you are, dude. I mean, all right, so this they built it for $100 million, which that you can roast that.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna roast. Is Noah's Ark real or not real? Or that I'm not gonna.
What did Noah
that.
Build it for?
it took him 100 years.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Okay. This thing is, and also there's a lot of sandpaper back in the Bible times. Clearly.
Apparently,
that's
yeah,
pretty aerodynamic.
Wow.
Pretty aerodynamic.
Yeah. No splinters here.
Not one. Not in that one. That's pretty smooth. I don't know where they got that Sherwin-Williams finish.
Dang, man.
All right, there it is. Okay. All right. So I had this idea, me and my cameraman Adam, to film. You're going to love this video. It's going to come out next week. Noah in 2022.
Okay.
Come on, dude. Those jokes write themselves.
Nice.
I'm out here trying to get all these animals in here. Like PETA's like on us all the time. Like I'm trying to get these animals onto this ark. Consensually, by the way. Consensually.
Right.
And I go, we're having so many backlogs with, I'm trying to, with my employees. Like everybody's taking a mental health day. Like we can't get this thing built. Like, everybody needs like the
supply chain is
yeah. OSHA's down here constantly saying we can't climb on these ladders. Like, and it's just like, I go, I'm looking at the Doppler. It says rain for the next 40 days. So I'm like, just, you get the jokes.
That's really,
they're already done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I go in there. I'll show you a photo of this with, can you see this? I'm wearing a,
good there. Yeah. Nice dude. Yeah. Nice.
You can see that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm wearing a hard hat
yep.
and like a tape measure.
Yep.
And I'm going around with gloves on. Like, I'm like, you know, this is gonna be good. And like just being an idiot. And then, this is it, dude. How much time we got left?
We're chilling. We're good.
Okay. I'm going to finish this right now. This is so funny because I was like, I'm going to make, so everybody there, first of all, everybody's like, what up, dude? Because I made a Noah's Ark video in just an Instagram story of it back in 2017
mm-hmm.
as like a million views. Huge.
Yeah.
Because I go, and I said at the end of it, I go, wow, I didn't know Noah had fire sprinklers in here for four. Like, just jokes.
Yeah.
And I said at the end of it, I go, hey, Christian or not, if you live around Kentucky, you got to come to this place. This place is unbelievable. Like, I'm here to like make jokes,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not here to take anyone out of business.
Yeah.
Or I'm not here to cry. Like, I'm not against it.
Yeah.
Right. So everybody's like, what up, dude? We love you. We've seen your videos. A lot of Amish people. They said it opens up at 9 p.m. People are waiting in line in the parking lot at 7.
9 a.m.
This place is packed.
You mean 9 a.m., right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, did I say 9 p.m.?
P.m., yeah.
This place is packed all day. Like, millions of people are here. And it's like you know, when you go to Disneyland, you got to park somewhere and take a train.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
Oh, wow.
It's man. So big. And there's so many people there. But it's a very like a, anyway.
Yeah, over 5 million visitors since July 2016.
Monster. And also, like, yeah. It's a, all right. So I'm starting filming around there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I would say I'm taking too many liberties that I shouldn't be. I didn't get approval to take, but I'm on a cell phone. I don't have a DSLR.
Yeah.
I do have a mic, though. I have a mic, which is, that would be considered professional, kind of, sure. But not really.
Yeah.
And I was wearing a hard hat, but my.
That's just because I'm a goof.
I got in trouble, and my cameraman said it was because I had a mental illness. Not a mental illness, like I needed it.
Yeah. We all know what you mean.
He's like, he has to wear it. Like he said he had a condition.
Yeah.
I go, well, don't lie to him. I mean, so we're out there filming, and somebody comes up. Like, and by the way, everybody is saying, what's up?
Yeah.
Wait, what? And I go, when I try to explain, I go, these are my fans. I'm not here to say, to trash. If I did that, it would be very unbeneficial for me to be like, this is stupid. Or like, what are we doing here? Look at this. These
or
idiots.
Don't come. Yeah.
Or like, I just wouldn't go here, there.
Like, yeah.
I'm not here. I go, but Noah in 2022 would be funny.
Yes.
Because, all right, if you think about that nuance and satire, what am I making fun of then? I'm making fun of people taking mental health days, OSHA, PETA.
Yeah.
You can't say this is ableist. I'm 900 years old. Like, I go, I'm 900 years old. My social security ran out 825 years ago.
Nice.
Like, I'm making fun of progressives.
Yeah.
In the video.
Mm-hmm.
So, but again, the same thing we just talked about, we were there and they were like, well, like somebody came up to me from the place and they were like, first of all, the girl that like got us in trouble, first of all, she's like, can I get a photo? I go, yeah, sure. So we got a photo. And then she like.
She went and told on you?
Yes.
What?
I told the boss. But I got there originally. Okay. I got there originally and we were filming for probably 2 hours and it was kind of making like a commotion. Like if I'm filming there at a NASCAR race, at a Cracker Barrel, at a Hobby Lobby, it's going to like cause a scene.
Mm-hmm.
And people, the words, we pulled into the front gate and the girl was like where you pay to park. And they were like, John Christ? I go, oh, shoot, this is going to be a thing.
Yeah. We got to get this in and out.
We got to kind of move. I was like, hey, can we? I go, yeah, what up? And I kind of just keep moving and kind of keep filming and kind of, right.
Yeah.
Okay. So I got the word, the guy from the top or whatever, he goes, hey, what's up?
Noah.
Dude? Yeah, Noah, really. He came down from the, and he goes, well, the lady that's in charge, the CEO, wants to give you a tour. Like, all right. I was like, sweet, dude.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you a tour, like the roof of, the that's where you can go up and look. No, customers aren't allowed up there.
Cool,
but you can. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Right? So he goes, they want to show you like the roof, and I go, all right. Well, we need like another hour here to like film, and then we'll. I would love to go up there. Love to meet everybody. Right, and then so we kept filming, and then this girl comes up to us. She's like, "Are you allowed to like?" Well, I mean, I was wearing a hard hat. I did look insane, and I had a tape measure, and I was like measuring stuff. I did take a lot of liberties because I was like picking up, like they had like these, like, what's it called? Like a bucket where the basketball used to be played in these, like a fruit bucket.
Like an apple basket.
Yeah. Like one of those.
Deal, yeah.
I started like picking them up and I was like walking around with them. I was like, hey, we need, no, this is not the Sani water. This is the good, like being.
Yeah.
But those are, you can't do that.
Sure.
I was taking.
So you stepped over the line there a little bit.
I mean, kind of. A little bit.
But it's a wrist slap.
I go, these people are like on my, I'm on the team.
Yeah, sure.
But anyway.
So you thought.
Well, so this girl comes up to me. She goes, do you have permission to film here? And I go, no, but we're going to film for like another 30 minutes. And then like Galinda or whatever her name is up on the boss wants us to like show us. This is CEO.
Give us the tour.
Leader. I go, here's the text from her. Like she wants to like. They go, and then she came back over with a cop. Hey, she's like, do you have permission to be here? I go, well, first of all, we're shooting off a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't have a DSLR. Like, DSLR, like a big one. We're not bringing that in there.
Right.
But that place, it's a while we're having this conversation because that place is very, are you with us or against us?
Mm.
Because there's a lot of people against that place.
So they're probably curious about what are you filming, not that you're filming. Like, what are you we're doing not, here?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I've made one before. And I'm kind of like on, in terms of like Christianity or like the Christian, I'm kind of like on the edge of like, most everybody thinks it's hilarious, but some people are like, it's little sacrilegious.
Did you explain the concept of the video at all? Because you're actually completely not making fun of them.
No, I'm making fun of that other team.
Yeah, if you're not making fun of Noah and the Ark and all that. You're
I'm complete doing the opposite. I'm saying, basically, I'm saying, hey, this story, imagine if this, because I made Mary and Joseph in 2021.
Nice.
I made that video over Christmas and she was like, are these animals like cage free? Like, I'm going to ride this donkey. Has it been like, is it whatever? Like,
yeah.
Okay, hilarious.
Yep.
And it was unbelievable. And Christians are like, this is hilarious. What if this, so that's what I was, I'm doing the same video.
Yeah.
In essence. Making fun of the other, but there's no way for like a security guard that makes $10 an hour. You're like explain nuance and satire. They're gonna come up, what are you doing here? And you go, all right, yeah, no, go ahead. They're never gonna do that.
Yeah, yeah. Here's our storyboard.
But I was like, yeah, same with the Pride video to the other side.
Yeah.
If that's they're like, is he with us or against us? Because if I'm, but it's same with like I make a lot of videos about Chick-fil-A, and they're like, ah. Is he with us or against? Like,
yeah,
I'd make jokes about Chick-fil-A, but I also like them.
You could argue that's what good comedy is, though.
That's what every is. What like what is what side is this?
Yeah,
yeah. That's why I can't go on Candace Owens' show.
Yeah,
because then I it's like the magician.
It keeps can't it reveal. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Close to the chest. Yeah. Yeah.
So they said you can't film here anymore, and we got kicked out.
Did you get enough to do the video?
Yeah.
So be looking for that this week.
Yo, yeah. We got the Noah in 2022 is an unbelievable video.
Perfect.
And it's great. And we love everybody. And to be fair, I did text the CEO lady who invited us up for a tour. I go, hey, we'd love to get up there. We got kicked out. I go, they told us we had to leave. And I go, and she goes, I'm so sorry. To in their credit, she goes, I'm so sorry. We would have given you, or next time you come, keep my number. We'll give you a tour.
Give you rights and all that.
Yeah. So I don't want to.
Cool.
It was a security guard that was kind of smaller. And she didn't really, but she was doing her job.
Yeah.
She should.
Yeah.
That's what, dang it, dude. That's the problem with going to rehab.
What?
Is you think that.
Like you think from the other side?
Yes.
You're like, you're just doing your job.
And I go, oh, I can't believe it. And then I go, yeah.
Yeah. That's good though.
No, I'm being sarcastic about it. I go, dang it, dude. Because I go, I can't believe they took down my video. And you go, well. And then he go,
You're like, I just want to be mad, though, for a second.
Yeah, just let me be like, nah. Yeah.
It's the Maniscalco thing. Like, I just need something to.
Just be irritated.
Yeah.
Because then I go, well, that's the problem with like, yeah, I guess like, if they did push me like too far, then I could trash it.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't though, but there's our other influencers that you come up and do that something. They're like, all right, we're gonna roast this place.
Yeah. Oh, we're flipping this video around now.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because
we're gonna shoot it from the parking lot, and that's fine.
And we're gonna crush you. But it would look bad for the influencer too, because they could see they have like an agenda.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Good luck get shooting anywhere again.
That's the problem. Same with the, you know what, we'll end this right here, but that we did need to keep an update on the where the compliments thing. We're going to do that next week.
Yeah, we're going to push that a week.
Because we decided last week we're going to go out and compliment people and see what it some positivity out in the world.
And we're just not feeling that kind this week.
So we had to film a little early so we didn't have time. But if people are tuning in like, what did he do?
Yeah.
We're going to get that next week.
Mm-hmm.
What's dude, I think that wraps up everything. Do we cover everything?
One more update.
The Glenny Balls update?
Mini library update.
Dude, people are I've not been rehabilitated on the mini library. I'm still pissed. And I will become more pissed by the day.
Good.
If you're just new to this podcast, mini libraries, I don't need to go on a rant again. They're the most fake altruistic BS on the planet. I live in a neighborhood. People are going to think it's the flex, but it's not. That has multi-million dollar homes. And they have these stupid mini libraries out front. Like anyone is going around looking for books. And people put these, there are libraries everywhere. Just go to the library. Stop with the mini libraries. Because everybody likes to come out on their front porch and be like, I'm helping. And like, you're not helping. And these things are an eyesore. And you're bringing down the property value in my neighborhood by putting these stupid mini libraries out. They're a, no one's looking for books. And if they were, they'd just order them on Amazon. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that said,
I just have to say that for the new, there's yeah, a lot yeah, of new yeah. listeners every week.
Yeah.
I've been sent this no less than 100 times. So are we going to put this photo up?
Yeah, we'll put it on the screen.
Someone in my neighborhood made a free, a little free Blockbuster. And it's so cute. It's like one of those magazine things. It's this is worse, dude.
So it's a little like newspaper thing where you pull up in the window and then inside are
DVDs. Okay, what year is it, yeah. dude? Somebody gave me like a CD. I go, what am I supposed to do this? Balance my end table with this? What am I going to do with a CD?
Yeah.
I do have a, my car is a 2014 and it does have a CD player.
Nice.
But I've never put something in it.
No.
Where would you do with a CD?
Throw it in the trash.
Do you have anywhere to put it?
No.
You don't? Not in either one of your cars?
I have a CD player in my car, but like, I would never use it.
I never have. No.
My phone has Bluetooth and then also all of the songs in the entire world. So why would I need that?
What about a DVD? You have a DVD player?
No, I don't have a DVD player.
No, I don't have a player.
My laptop doesn't even have
a player of anything.
No.
I have no external thing to play anything.
I haven't even thought about that. Yeah.
I don't have a DVD player. I don't have a CD player. My computer doesn't have a CD drive.
No, me neither.
There's no. Okay.
This is just somebody was getting rid of their DVD.
Yes, dude. There's never been a good book in a free bookstore. Never. If you have one, go out, spend $100 to build it and spend $400, $500 on good books.
Yeah.
Picture books. Berenstain Bears. The Boxcar Children. Nancy Drew, Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Nice.
I don't know what it's in for kids. Adults would obviously go to this because adults have dignity. They would never go to a... So, all right. These are DVDs. I can't even see what it said. Harry Potter.
They spray painted free Blockbuster.
It's supposed to be like a joke.
That's
like
Harry Potter on the...
Oh, Star Wars. Okay, it's Harry Potter on top. I can't see this. Star Wars right there is in the back. Do you see that box
right
set?
Here.
Okay. Men... Something of
No
Men.
Country for Old Men, or whatever. What is that one?
That looks like Steven Seagal right above that. It is, isn't it?
I can't tell.
That looks like Steven Seagal on the cover.
Here?
Facing up, Top Gun or something like that?
I think, or maybe Liam Neeson.
Okay. First of all, that's going to go. First, everybody, a lot of people said that that's just used for like drug deals. Is the mini libraries right. used for drug deals?
And I'm on board with that. I think that is exactly what they're used for.
And that checks out.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a drug dealer being creative.
Yep.
And resourceful. I respect it.
Yeah.
Listen, look at this thing, a Blockbuster. Think about if this thing was in your neighborhood. Get this out of here, dude. And you're trying to sell your home and you got a for sale sign and the neighbor has a Blockbuster video. You go, what year is it?
Mm-hmm.
What year is, look at this neighborhood. It's trash.
This lawn is not mowed behind
it. No. And that thing is an eyesore. Thank God I have an HOA. Thank God I have an HOA.
Yeah.
That thing would not be allowed in my neighborhood. It's so embarrassing. And there's a bunch of DVDs in there. And some kid is going to, first of all, go put a bunch of Netflix gift cards in there.
Yeah.
Why don't you do that?
Because
mm-hmm. you don't care about people. You care about yourself. And you don't want to throw away. It's like throwing away a Bible.
Yeah. The only way I'm okay with this is if it's done by like an 80-year-old lady.
Yeah.
Then it's cute. I'll give her that. She's trying.
Let's
correct that.
I would respect, and that's what the comedy is doing.
Yeah,
that's all we. That's yeah. the whole yeah. episode is like okay.
Yeah,
and I think what we decided was the episode's already gone way too long. What we decided was free mini libraries are started well.
Mm-hmm.
They started with good intention.
Yeah,
of 100,000 people, mega church pastor that has a private jet and that lives in the Hamptons and has four houses started with good intentions.
Yep.
And Pride Month started with good intentions. And every business, everything started, me as a human started with, and they said, hey, John, you've gone too far. Yeah. And that's the market
Come
correction.
Come on back.
That's just a market correction.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm not anti-cancel call. I'm not anti.
Yeah.
It's fine. I see both. It's kind of like,
it's all part of it.
Yes, that checks out.
Yeah.
I'm getting way too emotional here. But free mini libraries. Yeah, good idea. Kids that are less fortunate that need books. Oh, absolutely. You got some extra ones. Leave it out there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then the guy down the street goes, I'll get one. Yeah, that helps. Well, I don't really have any nice books, but I'll throw my old stuff. Mm, well, all right. Well, you can still have one. Then my neighborhood's just packed with them. Mm-hmm. And then that's when you have to go, all right, guys, unfortunately, the comedian has to come in mm-hmm. because no one can shame that because that's just you're just a jerk. The comedian has to come in. We're like the relief pitcher. Where yeah. y'all were like,
let me shut this thing down.
The bases
right now,
are loaded. Yeah. There's two outs. And I go, hey, the closer unfortunately has to come in. The closer has to come in and shut this down.
Party's over.
John Smoltz has to run in from the bullpen and say, hey, guys, we've had a good run. We got to shut this down.
Yeah.
Like the Sex and the City.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, like we're going to, like there was no, there, like, it's not good. No one's watching it. Mm-hmm. No one likes it. And I go, has anyone ever been to the, I've never seen anyone in the mini library. I'm going to talk about the mini libraries every week. That's until fine. I don't see one.
That's fine.
I'm on a crusade now.
Let's get rid of them all.
Not.
burn them down.
If you see a mini library and they got any kind of good books, and we will still, I would say there's been over 100 emails about mini libraries.
We should sift through those, see if there's any good
no,
ones.
No, I have. I looked through all of them.
Are there any good ones?
I've still not seen one. Everybody goes, yeah, you're pretty much right on this.
Yeah.
And which is back to the thing at the beginning where everybody's like, Pride Month, 100% we celebrate it. And they were all secretly passing these memes around. Mm-hmm. And no one's to be like, oh, and you're like, no one wants to like it because they don't want to get in trouble. And no one wants to repost it. Some people will that are just, they've gone off the.
So we need an underground mini library crusade.
No, we'll just, dude, if I.
You have an army of 100 people right now.
Against it. No, there's against everybody's it. Against it. Yeah. There's not one person that goes, you're wrong on that.
No, yeah, I'd be interested to see not somebody one. Back it.
You know what we should do? All the way to the beginning of this episode, this is how we'll wrap it up.
Yep.
Husqvarna. Mm-hmm. If they want to donate.
Yeah.
A chainsaw.
Yep.
No, we can't. If I.
Just riding around town. Just mowing them over.
For them. Yeah.
In camo.
Mowing over. I'd be the worst person ever.
Head to toe in Carhartt.
Just yep. And I don't even like stop my vehicle. No, I was like,
drive by chainsaw attack.
Brutal. But then you know what would happen? Then it's like build back stronger people. And then they see it's been vandalized and the neighbor, that would just multiply.
They'd make them out of like concrete.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the only thing keeping the Republican Party alive now is that they've silenced Donald Trump. Mm. So that then they get more like, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just I would, yeah, just, yeah. They're just going to be like, when as soon as this neighborhood gets there, the next person moves in, they're going to be like, first thing to do, get rid of the mini library. That's what we need. If anyone has gotten rid of one,
yeah,
message
so,
us.
Yeah, if you've successfully petitioned to get rid of one in some
or
way.
Or does anyone's neighborhood have an anti, that's horrible, an anti-HOA, no mini libraries.
Wait, an HOA that's anti-mini libraries?
No, but because you in a lot of those, you can't build something in your front yard.
Right.
And a lot of you couldn't do that.
Right.
I wonder if there's, but some, like in 12 South, it's not really a neighborhood. It is a neighborhood, but it's not a subdivision.
Right.
So there is no HOA. So they can build them all around
here. Right.
So what if there was somebody put one up and somebody goes, it's against the HOA. You gotta take that down.
I'd love to see it.
I would love to see it. We will be back next week when I'm sure more to talk about. I love every single one of you. Thanks for all the kind words on the podcast.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, man.
This is one of my favorite hours of the week. We've gone a little long this week, but I've a lot of people have said a lot of kind things about the pod.
Good.
And you know what a lot of people said is thank you for what you said about the deconstruction of the Christianity.
Nice.
Because I go, come on.
Yeah.
And I feel like we talk about it, but people, again, not publicly, mm-hmm. and that's the thing about comedy, is not no one's saying, but privately, we were at the, I can't really give that away, but yeah. I was going to say we were somewhere where we were, this is a big business mm-hmm. and the leader of it was very, when we met them, was very PC and I started like cracking jokes and then we opened that person all the way up and then they were like, they're just like us.
Nice.
But on the surface, they have to be.
Yeah.
But what was the guy? It was the guy that, he reposted a meme or something up fired. He was like the CEO of.
Yes.
What was that?
It was the meme with, it was a Sesame Street meme.
Right? That's the one you're talking about?
Yeah.
What was it say? Yeah, we got to end this. What was it?
It was racist.
Was it funny?
I don't remember if it was
meme fired. What was it? Sesame Street meme fired. I don't know. I'm probably not going to find it.
Estee Lauder. Estee Lauder executive. A chingy meme.
I don't even want to see it.
This is old news, but it's still absolutely hilarious.
Is it down there? Oh, then he apologized. He's like, I'm sorry. It was a chingy. Just go to the Google Estee Lauder chingy meme. It's not in there, right?
It's not in this article, no.
Can you imagine, though, bro?
There it is, right there.
Yeah, that is.
Been fired as Megan Nier and Tim May posted it. I didn't mean to read it before.
Also, Estee Lauder never thought that they would be so closely tied to Chingy.
Yeah, nothing chilling at the Holiday Inn. Also, he said, I didn't read it before reposting. That's a lie.
Which is crazy.
A lie. All right, well, click on it. What does the mean?
It's loading. The Wi-Fi is being trash right now. There it is. We won't put this one on the podcast, but if you're interested, you can Google Estee Lauder Chingy meme, and it's the first 25 images that show up.
I mean, you can't do that. You can't do that.
You think, dude?
No, you can't do that. I mean, but you can, like, if he sends it to his buddies, it's funny.
I do think the meme is hilarious.
But it's not.
It's hilarious.
Who is that making fun of?
I don't think it's making fun of anybody. I think it's just the vernacular that was used.
Yeah, you can't say that. You can't say that. Yeah. But any. Gosh, dude, that's so funny, man.
We can end on that.
That's just perfect. Anyway, we'll be back next week. Net positive. Send us an email. Was it netpositive@johncriscomedy.com?
That's the one.
Give us a rating.
Yeah, rate us. Yeah, you can rate us on all the podcast apps. You can subscribe. Make sure you follow that way you get notifications when
just
we drop.
Absolutely charting.
Subscribe to YouTube. Get in that live chat when we drop.
Straight up, baby. And then we got a TikTok.
TikTok's out there.
Instagram.
TikTok's getting some legs right now too. Yeah. Some clips are starting.
I know. I saw one because it came across my page.
Ooh. You are in the target audience.
I am the target audience of myself.
I mean,
myself.
Yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. It was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.